In the majlis, when a person is in the majlis, he should be careful of everything, because from Allah a special mercy is inviting that person. From Allah, remember this, he's been invited to a special mercy of Allah. So just like there's a big feast, someone invites you, a very honorable person invites you to a feast, sometimes a person who, for example, turns his attention to us, then inshallah, you will try your best that you will arrive there first, get there first, so that you don't miss any dish. If you get late a little bit, then you will have spoiled that opportunity, because the people will have already taken the good food, and afterwards you won't get what you, the good things. So the more you get late, the more the dishes will be reduced. This is the case, isn't it? So for this, a person should arrive quickly. He tries to arrive quickly. So everything, I can eat everything, I can get all the delicacies, so when it's distributed first. So this is Allah Ta'ala's invitation. This is Allah's feast, the gathering of dhikr of Allah. It's not fard, wajib, nothing. This is a reward of Allah to His special select servants. And the special select servants, men and women, brothers and sisters, special gift of Allah, fard, it's not wajib, it's not sunnah, nothing, just leave all of that. Do you understand what I'm saying? So khalis, pure, Allah said, I want to give reward today in the evening to my special select servants. I want to invite them to a special gathering. I'll call my special servants. So this is what I'm telling you, the reality. So what a great, you know, when, do you understand? When, for example, there's a feast, you arrange a feast, you know, invitation, a meal. So you can call it ziyafat, you can call it feast. So Allah Ta'ala has invited us to a feast, to those people who Allah loves. And no one should complain, a sinful person's come, he's come, she has come. Right now, whoever attends this gathering, he's the beloved servant of Allah who has attended. So the most foolish person is that person who frowns, or he's come as well, why is that person here? What's he come for? He's done these sins, he's done zina, he's a thief, he's a sinner. No, we have no concern with that. Why is that person come to the gathering? Allah has invited that person, and that person's come to the feast that Allah Ta'ala has called. Do you understand what I'm saying? So invitation, I've got the invitation, you've got the invitation. And I'm telling you the value of this, how to value. I'm telling you how to value and appreciate. You think yourself is not some minor thing. So then we have attended, and now in this feast, how should we attend this feast? Think about how should we attend this gathering. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is inviting us for special food that He has arranged, and He has given us an invitation to His special people that come and join at this time, this feast. Allah gives the time for this invitation. So how should we prepare for this gathering then? Think about it. How should we prepare? Tell me. So when you're invited to a worldly gathering, a feast, a king or a minister is calling you, I think you'll spend your full day to prepare and get ready for that invitation. Your dress, your libas, your clothes, your appearance. So for this gathering, those who are very sincere regards this invitation from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, what do? They will prepare mentally, physically, from all parts of life to join this gathering, this feast. Am I right tomorrow? So this shows, demonstrate, the more a person prepares and he comes with preparation and caution, it shows he has full belief on Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that Allah is inviting me to something good and special. Fine? You understand what I'm saying? So now, to judge this, what do we do? That a person will judge that how he is attending, how does he want to join this gathering? A person, he will try to come early to this gathering. Early, you say, first I want to enter into this gathering. I'll get a good seat. I'll sit in a good position. I'll go in a good way. It's a great gathering. So I shouldn't miss any part of that gathering, any dish of that gathering. I shouldn't miss from the feast that Allah is inviting me to. So those people, they don't miss the early part of this feast, of this invitation. They won't miss it. Rather, what do? They will try their best to join. They'll have made preparation of earlier on to join. Yes, getting late, the question doesn't arise. No, why should I be late, they say. They're 30 minutes before, half an hour before, they'll finish all their actions and they'll wind up everything. They'll wind up the activities to get free, because if I get, I don't want to get late to that feast, because I'll lose out. For example, What's your loss and what's your gain? What's your loss and what's your gain? So if you come late, you want to be a latecomer or an early person, an early bird. So look at the adab, the manners, how to sit, the manners of forming the gathering, someone sitting leaning against a wall, someone sitting at the back. So when you do this, then it's not respect for this gathering. That means the person's not very interested. So Allah judges the person by his body language, his movement, how much respect he has for this gathering. Then Allah will give the reward, the dishes, the food, according to his respect and his approach. Everyone won't get the nice and tasty dish. The more Allah sees this person has respect and regard and honor, someone sitting against the wall in the corner, someone's there leaning against something, lazy, yawning, he's not coming to the front, there are gaps, he doesn't have respect for the gathering. As much as he has respect and adab for the gathering, for this feast Allah has invited to, then Allah will give him the best dish, the best food, the best results. Totally a new thought is coming in my mind that I'm sharing with you. Now the case is that whoever believes can accept, whoever doesn't want to accept, don't accept. But Allah is giving you this message. This is not some minor gathering. This is that place where millions and billions of angels attend this gathering. It's not a joke. It's not a joke. Big angels from the heavens descend on this gathering. Allah's mercy, the doors open up to Allah's mercy. And in the heavens, the angels, the inhabitants see this portion of the earth glowing, shining. They're saying, who are these human beings? What are they doing? The Holy Prophet ﷺ was surprised when his noble companions, Sahaba, were torn, lungis, torn clothes and sheets and their hair disheveled. They sat doing dhikrullah. The Prophet ﷺ was amazed. What action are you doing? He's asking his companions, what are you doing? What are you doing? And they were shocked, taken aback. Ya Rasulullah, oh, have we done something wrong? Have we made a mistake? And maybe we've done a mistake or an error. And they were surprised. Then Allah gave them satisfaction. No, it doesn't matter. The Prophet says, don't worry, I'm just asking you myself because I'm surprised at seeing you doing this. How did you start this action? Initiate this. Then Rasulullah himself explained, because I'm surprised to see you, my companions, doing this action, because the result of this action that you're doing is that Jibreel alayhi salam came to me to inform me that you are doing this action. Is this a hadith or not? Tell me. Is this not hadith? That you are so great and elevated, my companions, that Allah Ta'ala is so happy with you, and I'm surprised on this action of yours, that Allah Ta'ala sent Jibreel alayhi salam to me to inform me about what you're doing. And he said, this qawm, these people, they're such a great group of people, that I'm proud of you, and Allah sends His mercy to you, Allah says. Allah says, I send my mercy to you, I'm proud of you. So then the Sahaba were happy, oh Prophet of Allah, we're not doing nothing except this, we're just doing dhikr of Allah, remembrance of Allah here. We are remembering Allah, we're praising Allah, because we are so many treasures and bounties Allah has given to us. This is the best way to be grateful to Allah, to remember Him, to be grateful for what He's given to us. And that's why so many blessings are coming from the sky on you people in this gathering. So this is the encouragement Allah's increasing us, encouraging us, giving us determination that this action, deed, don't consider it a minor. Do you understand what I'm saying? So those who have the good heart definitely want to attain the blessings, benefits. They will come early, look for a space at the front. They'll have respect, adab, caution. All those actions, the angels are recording everything. How you attend, how you enter, how you sit, your manners, your heart, your yearning, your respect, your awe. Do you understand what I'm saying? So for example, if a person comes, if you're not here, sat here, okay. But then the person who comes late, we have started dhikr. What did I say in the beginning? What kalima did I say in the beginning? When dhikr started, when I started from the kalima, you know, this majlis starts with the kalimat. We start. So what's the first kalima statement I said to recite? What did I say to you? What was it? Tell me. What's in the beginning? Right at the beginning. Durood Sharif. Now listen here. The person who misses the first part of the gathering, of the majlis, then what did he miss in reality? What a great dish he's missed in this majlis, in this gathering. Just 5 seconds, 10 seconds, he comes late, and this part has ended when the sheikh says, recite Durood Sharif, he misses that first part. Say Subhanallah. What does he miss then? Allah Ta'ala says that once if a person sends durood on the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, I send 10 mercies on him, 10 sins of his are forgiven, 10 times I increase his stages, and 10 good deeds I record in his book. So the late comer, did he get this reward? Tell me. What did he miss? How great a dish of this feast he has missed out. Once, saying Durood Sharif. And if nobody does it once, as much as he recites after that, recites Durood Sharif, how much will he get? And how much has he missed? And how much that person has lost by coming late? Will this moment come back into his life again? No, because when you miss it, when you miss that first part of the majlis, it's disappeared and it's delayed, and it will be written that you are deprived of that benefit. Do you understand deprived? What does that mean? You have lost out. Lost out. Tell me now. So what a massive loss. And then you come more late, say. Then what kalima did I recite after Durood Sharif? What kalima? Surah Al-Fatiha. Think about Surah Fatiha. What is Surah Fatiha? Yes, if you recite Surah Fatiha, in some kitabs it is said that if you recite, some say three times, some say four times Surah Fatiha, what do you get? The full reward of finishing one complete Quran Sharif. Surah Fatiha. The whole day you can try hard. Can you complete one Quran? No, you can't. You can't. In this majlis, in the beginning, such a great reward. You join early. After that, in the beginning, Allah says, one complete Quran, thawab, reward, I'll give to you. Those who come late, do they get that? Did they get that? Definitely not. Will you get it again? No. You can't bring it back. Because the late comer is always late. Let me tell you this. Because shaitan makes him, he's passed on, oh, yeah, I'll go. And he's definitely going to come 5 minutes late. Because for him, it's a minor 5 minutes. But he's missed so many great things in those 5 minutes. Do you understand what I'm saying? So whoever likes what I'm saying, put your hands up, please. MashaAllah, MashaAllah. So now, what message are you getting? You can put your hands down now. That if you want to come to dhikr, the action you have to do, do the complete action. If you are going to come and attend the gathering, then why do you miss the dishes that Allah Ta'ala is giving to you from the beginning? Get the full reward. Get the full benefit. Yes. And as much as you are coming late, and you're missing so many great things, a big loss. Then the next kalima comes, and the next kalima comes, the next kalima comes. So the late comer, he's missing all of this greatness. And he joins at the end of dhikrullah. Then he joins dhikrullah, but how many things he has missed? Eventually, that 30 minutes, even if he came 15 minutes before, if he came, his actions in the world, if he realized that this majlis, the work, what I'm doing in the dunya is nothing compared to this majlis. It could be that if I can't get this majlis again after today, maybe not. Maybe my shaykh will be able to come or not. Who knows? Maybe this majlis will be running again. Maybe this could be the last gathering. So in this, my forgiveness is coming. Allah is becoming happy with me. And Allah is announcing. So how can I miss this gathering? Say Subhanallah. Subhanallah. So put your hands up. Who in their hearts have made a decision? Be honest though. Be honest. Put your hands up, those who have understood my words and they are ashamed and they're asking Allah for forgiveness and they have made a solid attention that we will try our best to join this majlis from the beginning. Those who have intended. MashaAllah, MashaAllah. You understand what I'm saying now? Jazakallah. There's no loss to me. There's no benefit to me. I have to give my duty. I have to attend. Whoever will come and they will leave. Alhamdulillah. They will enjoy. They will enjoy. They will have the full food, the full feast. So now you need to think, I should go in the beginning, get a proper seat, and don't spread out with gaps. The adab of the halaqah, the gathering of dhikr, I've advised you in the past, sit like that. This is that gathering. It's not fard, it's not wajib, it's nothing, it's not sunnah, it's not witr, it's nothing. It is a great special invitation that Allah has called to this majlis. It's a special dawah Allah is giving to the special people. You understand what I'm saying up to now? So this is the great majlis of dhikrullah. Wala dhikrullahi akbar. We don't know what we'll get it again or not in our lives. Maybe. Maybe it's difficult. Maybe we'll get it. Allah Ta'ala knows best. If it's established, then we'll get it, isn't it? What will we do then? We'll be looking, running around, looking, searching. Is there zikr taking place anywhere? He'll go, what's this, yaar? Oof, oof. We hasbunallah, la hawla wa la quwwata illa billah. We recite, la ilaha illa anta subhanaka inni kuntu ya hayyu ya qayyum. Calling out. And the enjoyment in this gathering, and the angels fall unconscious, and this is how we're reciting, where the durood sharif with the recitation we're doing, say subhanallah. Oh, and du'as. We recite. Do you understand this gathering? Yes. We should come. Everyone who knows this has respect for this gathering from the beginning, attend and join. Always, always, when you have to have food, then in the beginning, we take all the food, we grab it. But the people who eat properly, the real food, they get the taste right at the end of the feast. And you know what we call? It's very tasty, that food. The person who eats, they know this, what I'm saying. Yes? They say, oh, we'll eat at the end. Why are you eating at the end? They don't know that the real taste is going to get at the end. He's waiting for the best thing, right at the bottom, you could say, the pot. Or he knows the taste. So he knows this majlis from the beginning to the end is full of barakat and blessings. Full of barakat. Until that time when the shaykh is sat in the gathering, Allah's mercies continue to descend. Yes, it's written in the kitabs. I'm sharing that with you. Because all the blessings that Allah Ta'ala is sending is not on you. Allah is sending on who? Allah sends the blessings first on the shaykh. On the teacher, then it's distributed, spread around the gathering. That's a fact. Do you understand what I'm saying? Because the tajliyat of Allah, the magnificence of Allah, is coming first to the sheikh. So then, when the sheikh is present in the gathering, as long as he's present, if he's not doing, whatever he's doing dhikrullah. And the benefits arriving to the student. Now, here, this majlis, this gathering, if you're coming when you want and go, that's your choice. But if you want to really gain fully, and then he'll show respect to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and great regard to Allah. Allah, this dawah, this feast, you invited me, then he should come properly. Come in the beginning and late go. Come first, come, late go. Not late come and first go. What's the best? Tell me. You understand the two options? Which one do you want to be included in? Come first, leave late. Do you want to come late, sit at the back, hide and run away in the beginning? Or do you want to come late and depart first? What do you get? What do you get? The ashik of the lover of the gathering, when you're invited with his full food, they come in the beginning, they leave at the end, everything, even the bones and that will crush them and then we'll go at the end. We won't even leave the last dish. Whatever isn't left, they say, give it to me in a bag, I'll take it with me. For the people at home. Am I right or wrong? So this is the adab, my friends. So whoever's destiny, fortune, whether you come late, come halfway at the end, but this will happen. This is what happens in the dhikr gathering. This is the function that's being carried out. This is what I'm telling you. Reality. So it depends on your passion and desire. And I hope you understand and get the message of what I've said today. And I wish you luck now and what you get in the future. Such a gatherings in your life, even if you get 10, what great enjoyment. Even if you get 10. In the morning, you have a Qur'an khatam. In the evening, you do Qur'an khatam. Not one, many Qur'ans over you get in the morning and the evening. Many Qur'ans over you get in the morning and the evening. Not just one. Will you come early in future? Yes, and when the majlis ends, at that time you stand. That time you depart, coming late and running quickly. Why are you coming then? Why do you come? What does this mean? If you're going to come, come properly, come in a way. It's no loss to me. Whatever time you come, I have no objection to anybody. I don't know who's coming late. I don't have no register. I don't know who's come, what time, who's not here, who's sitting here, sitting there. I'm just worried about and concerned about myself at that time. I don't count the people. I don't look at their faces. Who's coming, not going. Yes, so why? I'm not criticizing anyone. Why don't you come? Why don't you come? Why should I criticize? What need do I have? Yes, Allah's mercy decides. Whoever Allah's mercy is on, that's the person who comes. The people come, depending on Allah Ta'ala, if Allah likes that person. Who am I to criticize, point fingers, and why are you not coming? You should come in dhikrullah. This is very bad. Why are you scared of me? Have regard for Allah. It's not about being scared of Allah. Think about Allah who wants to give you reward and you're refusing that. I don't want to take Allah from you. That's what you're saying. I like Allah, but I don't want to take from you. I'm sitting with my wife and children at home. I'm doing other things in the dunya. I don't want to come to this gathering. I'm not criticizing anyone. But I'm just giving you the reality of our situation. How do we go? How do we treat dhikrullah? How do we have respect for it?
had to be regarded. Allah Ta'ala calls with the stick. If you don't, Allah could have said that if He wants to burn your house or do this and that. But here, what does Allah say? With regards to salah, that is, but Allah says, that's up to you if you don't come to dhikr. But you will be unfortunate, wretched, badbakht. You'll be the rejected people when you rise up. Because Allah Ta'ala wanted to give you a reward, a bounty, wants to forgive you. And He's giving you such great kalamat that you are reciting. And the women and the men both should think that don't take this gathering easy. Don't take it lightly. Very great gathering that Allah Ta'ala has given to us. Come, and soon as come according to what this gathering deserves, and treat it as it deserves. Do you understand what I'm saying? Yes, I'm not speaking in Farsi or another language. I'm speaking your language, you know, English, if you understand. You understand Urdu, or do you understand English, don't you? Or you don't understand English? What shall I say to you then? What else shall I say to you? Some people say, we don't understand English. I don't know what you say, Hazab, I don't understand. Then people at the back say, oh, I can't hear you. Then we've got speakers here at the back. I said to you, put it on the high volume here. Yeah, so people don't have an excuse, they can't hear it. So what do you want to put it on? High volume, high pitch. So no, the people at the back, they can hear as well, and they don't say, oh, I didn't understand it afterwards. Everyone should be able to listen. Those who understand what I've said, put your hands up. Yes, don't make an excuse of language. Yes, put your hands down. Everyone can understand. So now, to understand, summarize, if you have desire, passion, love for this majlis, then take all the benefits from the gathering. Come early, sit down properly, be included in all the kalimats. If you've got a proper excuse, of course an excuse come, the car didn't start, you wanted to come, and suddenly a phone call came. Lots of things can restrict you. Allah knows the valid excuses. Allah knows, because you are connected to Allah, Allah knows that He wanted to come early, He prepared, He was running, tried to come, but suddenly something happened, somebody came to Him to meet Him, or a problem arose in his life, or suddenly a serious phone call came, or the car wouldn't start. So then you will get the reward of the whole gathering, because you're sincere. So Allah knows these things. Allah is the one who gives. He wanted to come, He wanted to come on time, He prepared. And then, but that person who from in advance makes the niyyah, 10 minutes later I'll go, 5 minutes later I'll go, I've got time. So no worries, yara, I'll arrive to the majlis sometime. For that person, Allah says that this person is a person who rejects the bounty of Allah. Do you understand what I'm saying? And so come on time and join the gathering. Okay, let's start dhikr Allah gathering now. Those who came late, then we will allow them to join us again. Yes, if they've come, so they will have heard this first time. So join us again. Start again. First kalima, we'll restart for them. The first kalima, Durood Sharif. We'll start with it. Okay? If this is benefit for the latecomers. Now you'll know what you're reciting and what you're getting. So recite Durood Sharif. Now Thursday night when we had dhikr, and I saw that after Maghrib when I was leaving, two or three people shook my hands. And I said, I don't see these people here before. And it was Maghrib time. And then they shook my hands. I said, I didn't recognize you. They said, we, from Batley, we've come. I said, maybe you just come for, I said, why have you come? They said, we've come for this gathering. I said, you've come early, isn't it? They said, we come prepared so that we don't miss anything. Three brothers, three men, look at their desire. From Maghrib they arrived, they must have left at Asr time. Batley is not nearby, is it? In the car, they came in, we can arrive early, an hour and a half before. Imagine what they took with them. From my eyes, the tears came. Subhanallah. Look at us and look at their desire. Because Allah, according to the passion, gives to the people. So recite Durood Sharif again. So look at this young child, his latecomer, how he's reciting Durood Sharif. I'm seeing he's rejoicing. Swing. He doesn't know what he's doing. MashaAllah, you know this young child? Look at him, reciting Durood Sharif. He's enjoying, how he's enjoying the Durood Sharif. These young children, look at their desire, their passion, their love for dhikr. And us, we're old, we don't even know what is Durood Sharif. Because, yes, they must be enjoying, isn't it, that he's swaying, rejoicing, MashaAllah.